Chad Speaker joining you on the KREI Morning Show, and a good Wednesday morning to you. Final day of July. I've got Congressman Jason Smith joining us live on the program today as well. They are, they are in transit as well from Fredericton, I believe, to Sikeston. Anthony Wheeler from the EPA is along with Congressman Smith today. And you guys just got done at a cobalt mine in Fredericton, right, Jason?
We did, Chad. We're on our way to Sikeston. We just left Fredericktown, visiting the cobalt mine and seeing what's going on there and the progress. It's pretty good. We've hit, in our farm tour stops so far, 9 different counties.
So the visit to the cobalt mine was part of the Superfund restoration program, where there are funds that are taking care of lands that had to be remediated or whatnot. And then some of these activities are being put back into service now. And one of those is right there at Fredericktown. What did you guys learn on your visit there?
You know, I visited the cobalt mine back in May of 2018, when they were just starting the process with the vision of reopening, and I was pretty excited in my visit of the vision and the progress that they planned for the community and the jobs, hoping to have close to 600 jobs in the future. There are 30 jobs right now, but one thing that they said down there was that this could not happen, the reopening of the mine could not happen if it wasn't for the Trump administration and for the work and the work that they've had with the EPA. And that was one of the main reasons we wanted to have what I'll refer to as Secretary Wheeler, Administrator Wheeler, but to the district to see what's going on, because we've not had a mine open in the state of Missouri since 1983. You're talking about over 35 years. There's not a primary cobalt mine in the United States. So this would be one of the first primary cobalt mines. And so when you're talking about critical minerals, rare earth, it's nice to utilize our natural resources in Southeast Missouri, because the prior administration under Obama would not promote our resources. And that's why we're glad to have the administrator here, and that's why we went down there and toured the facility. He's actually in the car with me, and he's standing right by.
All right, well, that's great, and it's Anthony Wheeler, the administrator there at the EPA. And Mr. Wheeler, what's the process like then for a mine like this to be put back into service? I'm sure that they have to do quite a bit of work for that to happen.
They do, but they are on track. Right now, they're taking the old tailings from the old lead mine that was there. They're processing them, getting the cobalt, the nickel, and the copper out of the tailings, and then disposing the tailings in an environmentally friendly, conscious manner. And then after they're finished with that, after they've reclaimed from all their tailings and then disposed and graded the area, they will start underground mining. And they hope to start that, I believe, in 2021 or 2022. And as the congressman said, they're going to go up to, right now, 30 jobs up to over 600 jobs. So this is exactly what President Trump wants to see in these old Superfund sites. He wants to see them redeveloped, put back into productive use, create jobs. And these are important jobs, not just for this area of the state, but these are important jobs for the entire country, because right now, the majority of cobalt mining in the world is controlled by China. And as the congressman said, this is a rare earth mineral, and we need to have a supply of cobalt here in the United States. So this is an important national strategic issue to have the supply of cobalt. And at the same time, it's creating jobs in Madison County, Missouri, and it's getting an old Superfund site cleaned up. So it's really, the best of all possible worlds, and I just really commend Congressman Smith for working on this and getting us to the point that we are today.
Jason, what was your role then in this?
Just continue to work with the administration. That's what we do. The last administration was always a brick wall in anything that you were trying to work with. As you know, I've never always, under the Obama administration, had a friendly relationship with the EPA when they were trying to implement onerous regulations, whether it was the Waters of the United States or the Clean Power Plan rules, whatever that was, what I consider to be war on rural America. And under President Trump and this EPA, it's a whole new day in our country and in Washington and for farmers and the American workers and businesses. Chad, one thing I want to point out is that out of all the regulations that have been taken off the books or amended or changed, the EPA has done more under Trump's administration than any of the other agencies. In fact, it saved over $3.5 billion to taxpayers. That's incredible, and that's why I'm more than happy to welcome to Southeast Missouri.
Gentlemen, of course, so much of the lead mining and rare earth metals that were mined out of what we now do call the Lead Belt area here in Southeast Missouri occurred, you know, really before there were a lot of laws on the books on how you did have to do things. And of course, then that came along and Administrator Wheeler, you talked about that certain things have to be in place for some of these things to be reopened and some of these jobs returned. Is there more oversight and is there more regulation now than of course, when some of these mines opened for their first time? And, you know, we're talking like 100 years ago now on some of these things.
Oh, there's definitely more oversight. And we're making sure that as companies reopen mines, that they're doing it in a very safe, environmentally friendly manner, that they're protecting public health and the environment. You know, as the congressman said, We've actually taken 47 deregulatory actions, saving the American public, as he said, $3.5 billion. At the same time, our air quality is cleaner today than it ever has been. EPA tracks 6 criteria air pollutants, and those air pollutants are 74% cleaner today than in 1970. So we are protecting the environment. When the president called me last summer and he asked me to take over at the agency, he said, continue to clean up the air, continue to clean up the water, and continue to deregulate in order to create more jobs for the American public. He knows we can do all three. I know we can do all three. And Congressman Smith knows we can do all three.
Jason, admittedly, my research into cobalt is not as comprehensive, perhaps, as it could be. What do people use cobalt for?
You know, cobalt's used for many things, whether it's your cell phone. So it powers the technology that we all depend on with the batteries there. Also for protecting our country, national defense. You would be surprised. Believe it or not, cobalt's used for electric car batteries.
And medical devices, too. It's a very important mineral. And before this mine was opening, we were dependent on China for cobalt.
Okay. And so if I heard you, Administrator Wheeler, you said that instantly this is providing 30 jobs and it could actually be up to 600 jobs. Was that just from this mine in Frederick or near Fredericktown?
Yes, that's their plan. And we are working with them. We're working with the congressman. We're trying to make sure that everything is done environmentally sound manner. But we want to get those jobs created. We want to get that cobalt produced for the American public. Americans love their cell phones, and they need the batteries for the cell phone that comes from the cobalt. So this is really important, and it's a national security issue.
Jason, I know that you call it your farm tour, but cobalt mining is what we're talking about right now. Is Sykeston your next stop?
Yeah, we're on our way to Sykeston right now with a roundtable with farmers and small business owners. You know, this is our 7th year of our agriculture summit, agriculture tour. When we travel around these 30 counties, we promote agriculture and natural resources. Cobalt is the natural resource. As you all know, we also have the significant large population of lead mines, but timber, another great natural resource, agriculture that we have. It's number one industry for our state. It's number one industry for our district, and we're glad to have Administrator Wheeler with us traveling the district today.
Are you going to hit 30 counties during this trip?
We are. We'll hit all 30 counties once again. We've already hit 9 so far. So we're going to do it throughout the month of August and hit some of the counties multiple times. But as you know, our congressional district is one of the most diversified in the country. Yesterday alone, we went to a very incredible dairy operation, to some rice farms, We're going to hit cotton, livestock, sheep, hogs, you name it. So we have it all.
Have you taken Administrator Wheeler to your farm yet?
He is not going to make it over to the western side of our congressional district, but the administrator is always welcome to Smith Ranch, and I can show him some of my bison.
That sounds good. What else are you guys looking forward to on your tour? Do you have any other similar stops in terms of with the Superfund restoration going on in any of the other areas similar to what you did there in Fredericktown?
You know, the administrator is a very busy gentleman, and we are just glad to have him for part of the day today. So we have this roundtable with the farmers that we're about to arrive in Sykeston with. Wanted to hit the cobalt mine there in Madison County. Later this afternoon, he'll depart from us, but hopefully we can make sure he enjoys some of our good food in Southeast Missouri. And then I will be off to a very nice chicken farm in Scott County and then over to Mississippi County.
All right, sounds great. Jason, always good to catch up with you, 8th District Congressman Jason Smith. And then I guess we could say a special guest this time as well, Anthony Wheeler, Administrator for the EPA. Gentlemen, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, Chad. Have a great day.
Right. Maybe not your show. Thank you.
You betcha. Anthony Wheeler right there, Administrator for the EPA, and 8th District Congressman Jason Smith joining us right here on Super Talk 800 KREI.